directed by Mr. James Bowden. How about a nice hand for Luke? Thank you. And right here, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have to bring it down front for his first and only time of the evening. So how about it? A nice warm DC welcome for the one and only, the king of the blues, the exciting Mr. B.B.
Dedicate this one to all of you lovers.
I thought I was handsome like some of you guys.
can't have you. I cannot go on. Ha ha ha.
not the fight, the cock jump up and say, be they bite. Alright, don't mess with me, I got my knife tonight. No, I'm from Mississippi, I cut people. However, I was thinking about it, you know. I don't want to get in some of them yachts like some of y'all got out there. You go out in the water too deep. I ain't no Johnny Wise Miller. Tarzan, you know. And what is that young guy won all of those medals a few months ago?
Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. Well, you can look at me and tell I ain't no Michael Phelps. I ain't smoking. I apologize. Don't stop picking on the guy. Because he is a great swimmer and I can't even walk. However, if I did go fishing though and sit on the river, not the river, lake, I'd have to have me a jug of Jack Daniels on the left. And a Bud Light six pack, real cold, on the right. Take a sip of that Jack Daniels and then chase it. Bud Light. No? What if I think of that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to work with them. When I think of that, I think of the Pope. John Paul, that was my Pope. I'm not Catholic, but I liked him. I met him, I knew him, gave him a guitar. And I noticed something he used to do all the time. Every time I noticed him coming to the USA, he always, when he got off the plane, he'd get on his knees and kiss the ground. And that's what I feel like. When I come in tonight, you stand up and you yell for me. And the noises you make me feel so good. Thank you. I grew up alone, and when I hear something like that, you make me feel like you're my family. You're the one that keeps me going. And then I think I've got one of the best bands on the road, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, when I put all that together, I want to get on my knees and say thanks to you. Thanks to the Great Spirit as well. But thanks to you, the band, all of you, for keeping me around, supporting me for so long. And I get on my knees and pray and hope you'll let me stay around a little bit longer. Now, if you don't mind, I got a little piece I'd like to tell you. This is my impression of the origin of the blues. Of course, it was here when I got here, but I'm one of the disciples. Keep it going. A lot of people think blues is because of the economy. I could add a lot of other things to it. But I think blues starts with me when I was about, well, let's put it this way, about 60-some years ago, about 65 or 6 years ago, the guy that's talking to you was about half the size he is today. Just got married. That's when the blues start. Just got married. But I'm just trying to learn something, you know. I only went by to school, but I learned a lot of other things. But I've got to be high tech now. I'm driving tractor. I never heard the word superstar. some unwanted guests going towards your house. You have all kind of thoughts going through your head. And you can't get off because the economy then was worse than now to us. Be like an old idol of mine named Leonard Johnson. He wrote a song, said, I don't know what everybody's talking about today, about their economy and they're broke and got no money. Because I didn't have no money when time was good. So you want to go to your house and you see this person, but you're too far. Keep it down, son. One thing about these young people, whatever they do is loud and hard. So on your way down, you can't get off the tractor because if you do, the boss is down there and there's somebody want your job all the time. So you got to go from this end of the road down to the other one. And all these things go to your head. You're thinking, I don't want a soul. Hanging around my house when I'm not at home. Hey, I don't want a soul, baby. Hanging around my house when I'm not at home. I don't want you to answer the door for nobody, baby. Hey, when you're home. And you know you're all alone. I don't want your sister coming by. The girl, she talks too much. She have to come out and see us. Tell her to meet us Sunday. Sunday down at the church.
Some outside help. I don't really.
know your grandmother dipped snuff. Well, where is it at now? I don't see him. But he left, fool. You looking up to see him come in, why didn't you look up to see him leave? Sure didn't look like my daddy to me. Now, she's in the kitchen when you get there. Ladies have funny ways of working while we out working. They shining this up and wiping this off and shining that up. She got this dish rag in her hand. Now, I don't care for ladies and midgets. A little larger, a little larger, or extra large. They got hips. And they know how to use them. She'll take a hand and put a hand on a hip and look at you like this. And she say more words with her mouth closed than a lot of people know how to repeat when they talk. And you look at her and you know she ain't happy. You better not talk too much because ladies have that line. Step over that line, buddy, and they'll show you something. Whatever's near him will come drawing at you. But you're gonna be cool today. Well, I just didn't know who he was. Well, you should know it was your dad. And then why are you coming to me asking me about a man now? Why? You're out there plowing the tractor, you're out there, you can see the house and everything. Well, I don't know. No, I'm jealous. She still haven't said nothing. You say a few more words and then you done stepped over the line. All of a sudden you see that dish rag go down on the floor. Whack! And she run into the next room. Run to the dresser drawer and start to pull out all the drawers. Pulling the clothes out of the drawers, throwing them down on the floor. And if you got any sense, you know what that means. She's fixing to leave you. These guys act like they don't even know what I'm talking. They ain't nothing but angels, but you can rough them up. When they get mad, they'll show it. Start to pulling out these clothes. She's getting ready to pack them up and leave you. Then you start to thinking about how beautiful she is and all of the other things that go with it. What's the baseball team here? I couldn't hear him, so let's get started. Now where did he put his hand on his mouth? Ooh. Huh? Is this international? All right. When you notice that she's finna leave, you run in and slide into her. About a little bit over her ankle, grab her leg. Like one of them baseball players do when they're trying to make a base. And then you look up at her, crying out of one eye. That's you. The only thing that's so bad, when a man cry, yes we do. But we can't always get both eyes to cry together. One eye's crying, the other one is dry. She really don't believe you now. But when you start to tell them, baby, I'm sorry. You're thinking all the time if you could get that other eye to cooperate. But you got about the leg just above the ankle. You're holding on to that. I don't know, maybe you've seen how kids do. When they don't want you to go, they grab you. That's the way a man does when he don't want you to go. We can go so far, but it's like a bluff. Folks, all of this is the origin of the blues. That's how it starts.
she could be jiving too.
I think they get the message now. Well, now you know why I act funny when you, baby. Hey, when you do the things you do. So you got attention. She look at you and she'll let a tear or two fall herself. Patting you on the head and thinking to herself, why in the heck did I marry a fool like this? Our ladies do that. Sure they do. Then you want to smile a little bit. But if you smile too much, you think you're fooling. You might say something I should say like this. Darling, you know I love you and love you for myself. I love you, baby, and I don't want nobody else. I think of you every morning. add to that. But time runs short. They say people from Mississippi talk too much anyway. I am from Mississippi. So I apologize for talking so much. But we love people. We like to talk to you so you know more about us if you want to. Hey. How are you? Thank you. You married? Sure. I don't know. Married women can tell who the husbands are. She ain't married. Look out. You don't know who he is. And I'm too old to run. I can crawl pretty fast, though. Gotta learn that from my cotton picking days. I used to think that the only thing people could do was pick cotton on their knees. I don't want no snickering behind me here. You don't know nothing about picking cotton on your knees. Let that along because my friend, I think, may be in the house. Some of you don't know it, but there's a radio station called XM. I'm on. I'm on. And if Bill Wax is in the house, I want you to give him a big hand. Bill, are you here? Bill Wax! Young, handsome, great guitarist. But don't say yeah too many times. No, I love them. I love them all. I had a wonderful time. That's the word, Bill, when you get back to the station. I had a good time over there. Only thing they didn't do, you know, they didn't offer nothing to eat. I'm gonna hold them to that. Who is that out there talking about that eight or nothing? That's the way the IRS did me. I know now when I come to town, I said, go to the White House. They got me. I'm having fun. I love to have fun. Nobody loves me and nobody seems to care. I said nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Well, I'm in trouble, but you know I'll have myself. Every day, every day, every day, every day. so much. We featured our young bass, that's young Reggie Richards on the bass. Thank you. We featured our drums, he thinks he's young too. Tony Coleman, make him happy please, Tony Coleman. And ladies and gentlemen, we featured our young guitarist.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Because there ain't nothing young about that old fool. He ain't even got no business up here with us. You ought to throw him in the lake out there somewhere. Take him to the White House and drown him.
Ladies and gentlemen, please meet Charlie Dennis on the guitar. Charlie Dennis. You got it. Help him up the stage. One of the things about being 83 years old, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I have what I call selective amnesia. I forget things sometimes when I want to, and other times when I don't want to. Now, for example, we did feature Stanley Abernathy on the trumpet a little while ago. Give him another hand if I didn't mention his name. Stanley Abernathy. And we also featured Mr. Jackson, Melvin Jackson, on whatever that toy is playing, it played as well. Melvin Jackson. Thank you. Oh, I've got so many. I wish I had the time to just play all the tunes I'd love to play for you. But I'm gonna go as far as I can. I got a curfew on me tonight. I noticed one of the things happened to an old entertainer like me, you watch people. I heard Count Basie say this once, and if number one person moved a finger, he played to that one person all night. He did say it. I saw a certain lady that seemed to be dreaming about her, whoever he is, whoever he is. I have to be careful about what I say nowadays. Trying to give a compliment, and sometimes you should be wearing boots. But you look so pretty when it seemed like you in your dream, she was like this. I like that. Thank you. Thank you. I got the key to the highway. Because walking is much too slow. I'm going back to the border. Drove a good man from home. day. I die. Gonna do this till I die, folks.
Do it again. One more time. know that old B is dead.
Previous tune, we featured our band leader. His name is James Bolden, but we call him Boogaloo. Boogaloo. Back here for Boogaloo on the trumpet. Thank you. Thank you so much. We also featured on the big baritone way over there. That's Walter King over there. I was having so much fun, I sort of forget about the curfew we have tonight. Well, yeah, I'm trying to keep my job too. Don't say nothing. You keep your word, I'm gonna try to hold on to mine. I don't know about you, but I found out the older I get, the more I find out that ladies love to shop. Ladies love to shop. And if you ain't got no money where they can shop with yours, they might shop with his. And if you got a lady that you love, you might think, I believe I'll give up living and go shopping. Babe, I don't give up living and go shopping instead to pick out me a tombstone. Hell! And be pronounced about the ladies. I happen to believe believe that ladies are God's greatest gift to the planet.
All ladies, son, are beautiful.
You know something, son? I have never seen an ugly woman. I haven't seen an ugly woman. What you looking at him for? He ain't got on no dress.
All ladies are beautiful.
This dude here look back at me. You look like you've seen a few. That's all right. I'm picking on him. I'm sorry, guy. I'm sorry. But ladies, I really am going to work on this. So I saved a little song. We don't run out of time already, but I saved a little song just for you. This is just for the ladies. So hold on now. We played, the band and I played 90 different countries around the world. Thank you. And sometimes when I leave some of these places, the fellas don't quite understand. They're angry with me. You have to read between the lines on this one a little bit, because when they get home, they don't get no supper. So I said read between the lines a little bit. You see, where I came from, we use the word when we're talking about food, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. When I come up here and I hear y'all talking, it sounds so much different. Breakfast, breakfast. We use the word breakfast, dinner, and supper, I should say. But when I get up here, I hear breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't understand. And I remember something my dad told me once. He said, a jackass could go to church, but as long as he don't hee-haw, nobody knows he's in there. So the lady was trying to tell me today about the food arrangements. She said, you know, Mr. King, we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And all I could do to keep from hee-haw. But however, they said it's better for food. People think you're food, isn't it? Go ahead and tell them, you know, by saying the wrong thing. How can we buy your head like that? Are you trying to look at my age or something? I'll cut you. Don't pay no attention to him? All right. Ladies, just for you. And fellas, if you read between the lines when you get home, see, you may want supper yourself. And if you do, you better sing the song, whether you know it or not. You better pretend it if you expect supper when you get to the house. I don't think they even know what I'm talking about. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, yeah, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away.
Keep the lights on. I want to see you. All right, I'm going to count four. Like one, two, two and a half. Y'all rock to me. Did I say two? What's that on my shoe down there? Ain't no horses been up here. Get your club, no. Ain't no seagulls flying down there. You didn't do it. All right. Did I say two? Two and a half? Seems like some guys out there want some kisses. One guy, he's lucky he's taking his with him. Three. Three and a quarter. Some ladies want a kiss, too. I might as well go on. This is the first time I had a chance to control something. I know they call me some dirty names. I see guys with their mouths, they pucker. Is that the right word? It's funny, I look at some of these guys as if they said, hell, I mean, heck, I ain't got nobody. That's all right, don't worry about it, brothers. If you ain't got nobody, do like we do up here. Dream. I better get out of Bill Waxley beating that woman tomorrow. All right, now we ready? Oh, four! Go for it, fellas. Ladies, give him a little reward, please. Oh, that's so nice. It sure is funny when you see three or four guys sitting together and they're looking at each other. I love all of you. I wish I could play much longer, but I'm having a ball. Thank you for coming out. I love you so much. Thank you. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. I thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Seems like to me I've been coming here every year for about the last 7 or 8 years, about once a year, and I love it. I want to thank the other Bill, our promoter, for bringing us in. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away. You got me wrong, baby. could stay up here much, much longer if you would allow me. But they got a clock right there in the front of you. And I've gone over from what they said on the clock. And they tried to make sure I understood. They sent me a card. And I've gone over that too. But I love all of you, and I thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for staying around with me. Thanks so much. I thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you all. God bless you. I hope to see you.
Do it!